So this is 3rd July, which is gift. The noise is on the loose today, black, winding, pendulum weight of core by the main road to Radstock. I take a saw to cut down the bough of a swarm. The air's innards have sprung apart. I am netted in trawls of strumming bee. Can I say what kind of halo absorbs me? In and in and in a morass, fast place, race, roadside, and 20 years of brittle bramble thick with bees, thorns snagging my beekeeper's costume. I did not expect a calm lack of resistance like this, not one sting as I handle fizzing thousands, entering the physiology of a heat wave, their aspect divine as electrons, physically deranged sound, like a fool holding its freedom. You are winged, strange kind. You are nerval. Inside your fluency, mirrors facing all mirrors, shade back to eternity. Standing in the middle of your intellect must catch and keep. My shroud conceals a skeleton of tensions, not me. I'm right out in the open, livid whirlwind of metropolis, rid of its rooms. I bring this hive. Come in. Bees from hands drop slowly as honey. I close the lid on them. I wish the willing in. Bring in a sound like Hestia, like hearth, like heart. And they convey the queen flame through the door. I'd swear you are descendants of the dead that swarmed last year from here. The width of your banding, that particular taper of abdomen, colour. I leave the box to gain its anima. Now, dark fall, I return to claim, detect neutrine, gritty, clicky voice of thousands, the chord of assembly tuning its domestic. Note, each colony different, an amicable pitch inside all else. I listen to the insular, poached, wild, body under the bonnet, finder, keeper, life's instrument. This in my arms, this heavy box I take to the apiary. I look at the road we have to cross. You are not fully ordinary bees. The ordinary mortals go by in cars.